coming up.
Keep it light, keep it bright.
I did dream that it happened.
I love you both so much.
It's like stepping into a warm bath.
More warm bath clients, please.
Do love a warm bath.
I worry that I might go over the top with it.
So your characters would be too big almost.
I think just play the truth.
I'm bigger than you.
In the industry, in life.
How do you say that?
And look what I've just found.
Oh no, put it away, put it away.
I need to go and put some pants on.
She used to walk on a lead like a dog.
I didn't actually understand what you were saying.
I'll be back.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
How do you say that?
How do you say that?
How do you say that? Hello, welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. Over there's my co-host, Samantha Boffin.
Hello, and here's my co-host, Mark Rice.
Well, hello. This is the podcast for voice actors that reminds us that there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and a few more lotses different ways.
Lots and lots of different ways. So, Mark.
Yes.
True or false?
Okay.
I often pretend stuff just to fit in with conversations. Is that true or false?
Do you know what? I do this as well. So I'm going to say absolutely 100% true because I found myself doing that as well. And then you catch yourself and you go, oh, is that really honestly true?
I know. Well, and also people will say, oh, did you see that film or did you see that?
And to fit in, you say yes.
And they ask you about it. Then you have to kind of make it up. Or they're really excited about it and they talk about it. And I've, you know, just made it up. Anyway,
I'm with you. So yeah, absolutely.
Good.
We're both on that one. How about this one then? I once went to work wearing my slippers, and it wasn't until I got off the train that I realised. True or false?
Well, they'd have had to be very sturdy slippers in that case. I think that's true.
It's actually false. I did dream it, though.
Oh, you dreamt it.
I did dream that it happened.
Wow.
Okay, let's welcome our special guest for this week, voice actor Perdita Lawton. Hello, Purdy. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. I'm so excited about this.
So fun to have you here. Sam, let's find out a little bit more about Perdita, shall we?
Absolutely. Perdita is a voice actor, an actor, a theatre maker, a filmmaker, and she plays the piano. As a voice actor, she has worked across a wide range of genres from animations and audio dramas and films, and she has 29 audiobooks currently available on Audible. So Perdita was a finalist in the Norman Beaton Fellowship for the BBC last year in 2025, and this year she's off to play at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh, nice. Well, she spends her spare time volunteering as a scout leader, teaching paddleboarding, kayaking, archery, climbing, camping, keeping young people safe as they learn, which apparently has helped her in her new role as a puppy mummy, keeping her puppy alive. I like it. I like it. Have you got a fun fact for us, Perdita?
I do. I had loads, so we shortlisted them. So I had a pet sheep. She was amazing, called Lucky. I had her as a little lamb. They didn't expect her to live, but I nurtured her, what have you. And she lived to the age of 12, bless her.
Wow.
I tamed her. She used to walk on a lead like a dog. And I became like a bit of an urban legend in my hometown. That gave me experience in sheep handling.
Yes.
And then when I was on film set, just did Firebrand a few years ago, which has got Jude Law in.
Yes, it does.
And they said, has anyone got goat experience? And I was like, I have. I've got goat experience.
Wow. So
I'm actually in the trailer with a goat on a lead, just in the background of Erin Doherty.
If we need goat experience, who are you going to call? Goat Busters.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Yeah, let's have a look at the first script of our show, shall we, and ask, how do you say that?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
How do you say that?
So, I have brought along this lovely explainer script.
It is an explainer. It seems to be quite IT-esque.
Well, it's got software in it, but I do a lot of these for this particular company.
Okay.
In fact, I think we've done a script from the other side of their company before in the past. They make equipment for films.
Okay, this strikes me as a script that is going to suppliers because it's talking about your customers. So it's not an end audience.
Yep, absolutely.
It's B2B, this, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. Almost all of their stuff is B2B, but yeah.
It looks really clever. I think technology is really clever. You know, science, it's crazy.
Are you basically saying you don't understand a word of it?
No, not really. So I'm going to absolutely blag it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's okay.
But don't you find that in scripts, Sam, that sometimes you've just got to blag it because you don't understand what the hell it's about?
Absolutely.
Oh, always. Always.
Absolutely. I don't do that many explainer scripts, but I brought this along, as a... It on the face of it, you see, it looks quite daunting.
Yes.
Mm.
And there's, 5 minutes of this. So. But I've learnt to not be daunted by it.
I'm guessing friendly, relatively light, and not taking ourselves too seriously.
You'd be right.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll give it a go. In my 2026, keeping it light, keeping it fairly slow, keeping it friendly. Yeah?
Yes. Keep it light, keep it
we'll
bright.
We'll see. Here we go then. Updating both project files and controller firmware can now be done remotely and securely at any time from the Lighthouse Cloud interface, as well as directly from the Lighthouse Designer 2 software. Portals give you the ability to provide your own personalized version of the cloud to your customers, with a custom theme and URL access available. With portals, you can set up multi-sites, a convenient way to give site owners the control they need while allowing a central administration department to maintain overall control. Portal admins have complete control over all sites in a portal and access to exciting new portal-only features.
God, you've never said portal as much, have you?
I really haven't. I don't think I've ever said portal-only features.
I liked it. It's very intelligent, isn't it? It sounds very intelligent. I would have liked it a little bit more interested in it.
Oh, okay. Damning praise.
I hate myself for saying
that's
fine. But you can go one way or the other with it, can't you, I suppose?
Yes.
I have to admit that was a blind read. I hadn't actually read that through beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Even.
No,
that was literally a first read through.
My thing would be that when I do things like these, I have to pretend I'm really interested in it, even though I'm not at all.
Okay. Yeah, fine.
So that was my only offer that I'd give you.
I think that is perfectly valid.
That sounded exactly how I normally read these things.
I loved it. I think that it was light and, it was friendly. It didn't have the butch energy that you sometimes bring to these things.
Do you know what? Ten years ago, that would have been, portals give you the ability to provide your own personalised version of the cloud. And
yes.
I've moved so far away from that now.
So far away from that.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
I thought it was a tad swift.
Yeah, do you know what? Halfway through, I caught myself and I thought, ooh, slow down a bit. Yes.
Yeah. That was
agreed.
The only thing, because it's quite a barrage of words.
Yes, there's a lot of information
of information. My favourite sentence is the one at the end, which says, access to exciting new portal-only features.
What are they?
Ooh. Exciting.
Perdita, I wonder what you're going to do with it.
Oh, well, I don't know if it's going to be correct. Well, we never know if it's correct, do we? We never know if it's correct.
There's no such thing as a wrong answer. It's just different ways of doing it.
Yeah.
So, I'm considering, because I probably would have done it slightly speedier than you did it, actually.
Oh,
interesting. Any particular reason why?
Because I'm normally terrified of it being boring. I get told it's too boring and I'm too slow.
Oh, interesting.
So to make it boring, speed up.
Interesting.
But it depends on the client, doesn't it? And
of course
the client
it does. Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's really tricky.
Well, give it a go, because I'm interested to see what you do with it now.
Okay. Updating both project files and controller firmware can now be done remotely and securely at any time from the Lighthouse Cloud interface, as well as directly from the Lighthouse Designer 2 software. Portals give you the ability to provide your own personalized version of cloud to your customers, with a custom theme and URL access available. With portals, you can set up multi-sites, a convenient way to give site owners the control they need while allowing a central administration department to maintain overall control. Portal admins have complete control over all sites in a portal and access to exciting new portal-only features.
That was very friendly.
Was it too friendly?
Well, no, my thought was I didn't actually understand what you were saying.
Ah,
And I wonder if that was... But you were hitting certain words and your prosody was up and down. And I think I might have leveled it out a little bit more because I wonder if you sent me in the wrong direction a couple of times thinking about something and then you'd said something else and that's why I wasn't following it.
That may just be
because I'm incredibly stupid. I don't know.
What was interesting about that was that you made it sound really exciting because you approached it in that way of saying, I'm going to make this sound like the best thing
in the world. The best thing ever. Yeah.
And I wonder if that works really well if you are explaining something to a group of people that don't have a clue about what you're talking about. My suspicion is this B2B
right, yeah.
is to people who already totally understand what it's about. They're just kind of going through the motions of saying this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think you made it sound so inviting. But I wonder if it's right for this particular end audience.
It's worthwhile saying always, Sam, we are a first take show. A director would go, this is a little fast. Could you do it this way? This is a little too much prosody. Can you do it this way? But we don't have that chance here. So it's what you see is what you get. And that's helpful, I hope, for people.
Yeah. Also, I think when I do it, it'll sound very dull comparatively.
Okay.
Yeah, it's much more sort of just is... Well, I'll show you.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Updating both project files and controller firmware can now be done remotely and securely at any time from the Lighthouse Cloud interface, as well as directly from the Lighthouse Designer 2 software. Portals give you the ability to provide your own personalized version of cloud to your customers with a custom theme and URL access available. With portals, you can set up multi-sites, a convenient way to give site owners the control they need while allowing a central administration department to maintain overall control. Portal admins have complete control over all sites in a portal and access to exciting new portal-only features.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
And more understandable, I think, Purdy, than either of us did it, to be
yes.
honest.
That was the correct answer.
Yeah,
that was the correct answer. Yeah, that was the correct answer.
I think it's interesting because I got much more of a sense that this was to people that knew what they were talking about and they were trying to then sell it to their customers.
Yes.
To be fair, as I say, I must have done 20 plus things like this for them over the years.
Yeah.
So
you know what they're after.
I know what they're after.
Yeah.
It's like stepping into a warm bath
when
something comes through.
Do love a warm bath.
We love warm bath clients. More warm bath clients, please.
Play How Do You Say That?
Remember, please, these are real scripts we're working on, but we have changed some names and details to avoid copyright issues. And remember, you can find both the scripts that we're using today in the show notes of this episode.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Now, we've gone from an explainer video script to an audiobook, a fiction audiobook. These couldn't be more different. Perdita, tell us a little bit about this one.
So this is from The Wonderland Murders by Millie Ravensworth, and I do have consent to talk about that, so that's
nice.
Exciting.
Yeah.
It's a cosy craft mystery series, and it's set in Framlingham, Suffolk. Suffolk accent, so I hate to throw that at you.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done a Suffolk accent. Go on, throw it at me.
Oh, it took me weeks and weeks, and I'm still not quite sure that I've got it, but... It's a bit like that. They say London and they elongate the vowels like that. So it's a bit farmery, but it's like elongated, like a convenient way to give site owners the control they need.
Okay.
From the previous
That's rate. Interesting. Mm.
But obviously it's difficult with accents because, you know, you've got pockets. I mean, the difference between the Staffordshire and Birmingham pockets, you know, as
totally.
My friends so you can get away with not necessarily hitting all of the right bits.
Okay. Although if you did have something like this that was set in Suffolk, the hope is that as an audiobook narrator you'd be able to do a fairly decent Suffolk
exactly.
accent.
Yes, I did spend a long time learning it.
And so out of interest, how old is Nana Lem-ish? Is she ancient or is she 60?
Oh, interesting.
She's 80.
Okay.
Yeah.
Penny presumably is our main woman, is she?
Yeah.
Our main narrator?
One of the main protagonists. She's not the narrator. So the narrator has her own opinions and her own sense of humour, which I absolutely love.
Yeah.
And then Penny is one of the more sensible of the two main characters, the main female characters that work at Cozy Craft. They're cousins. So there's Penny and Izzy.
Okay.
But we don't have to worry about Izzy because Izzy's not in this bit. So Nana Lem is Suffolk, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different bits to get our heads around here, Sam.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. Yes. I've given you a
not
lot.
Not at all. No, that's the great thing about
so
this.
So I'll give it
a
go. Okay. Cozy Crime. Okay. Nana Lem eventually told Penny what had happened, which boiled down to the age-old truth that people above a certain age should not climb onto chairs to clean cobwebs from the ceiling, or indeed for any other purpose. "It's a sprain, actually," she said, tilting her injured foot. "Or a bruised bone, something like that, not very serious." "But you're in hospital," Penny pointed out. "Ah, that's on account of me getting the white pills and the grey pills mixed up." Oh?
I really enjoyed that, Purdy.
Me
what
too.
Did you think?
Me too. Yeah. Oh, it was beautiful, yeah.
I wondered right at the beginning if it wasn't going a bit quick, but I absolutely followed it at that pace. I thought it was lovely.
Yeah, it was really,
really
nice.
I worried that it was quick. And then I did a stumble at one point, in my own head anyway.
Oh.
Mm, yes. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'd love to do stuff like this.
I thought you got the Suffolk quite nicely. You
really
elongated
well.
The vowels. You'd listened
Absolutely.
To the direction. Yeah.
What I'm always intrigued about with this is that how far can you go so that it doesn't tip over into comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And still maintains its, whatever it is, its authenticity, but isn't too dull. Do you know what I mean? Breathing life into it often becomes, I worry that I might go over the top with it.
So your characters would be too big almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think just play the truth with acting, you know? Yeah. And I think you did that. I felt it was very truthful.
I mean, as you know, Purser, I don't do audiobooks. So scripts like this terrify me, but I'm becoming less terrified the more I do.
Cool.
So let's see. Let's see, shall
Be
we,
less
how
terrified.
It goes.
Yes.
All right, then. Nana Lem eventually told Penny what had happened, which boiled down to the age-old truth that people above a certain age should not climb onto chairs to clean cobwebs from the ceiling, or indeed for any other purpose. "It's a sprain, actually," she said, tilting her injured foot. "Or a bruised bone, something like that. Not very serious." "But you're in hospital," Penny pointed out. "Oh, that's on account of me getting the white pills and the grey pills mixed up." "Oh?"
Awesome. I like that too. You brought a whole different flavour to it.
Yeah, you're interesting when you do audiobooks, Mark, because you go smaller, interestingly.
Yes.
You play a softer, you're entirely a softer person, if you like, on audiobooks.
Yeah, yeah.
Quieter, altogether. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
I tend to think that I'm like that when I read a book as well.
Oh, that's interesting.
I kind of am the narrator in my own head, in a way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was desperately, after what you'd said about cartoony, I was desperately trying not to make Nana Lem a cartoon character, so I deliberately tried to take it down a notch.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think you did overall. You took it down a notch. You were, you know, you're quite, as I say, surprisingly quiet on the mic. In comparison to often how you do things.
Yeah.
And I thought pacing-wise, I thought was great. What did you think, Perdita?
I really liked it. Yeah. It brought a whole different level and flavour to it.
And a completely different character.
Yeah.
She was moodier than my Nana Lem, I think.
Well,
she
I read it as moody, interestingly.
Oh, did you?
I did read it as moody. I'd almost pissed off that Penny's actually kind of raising it in the first place.
It's my mother. You've met my mother, no. She's not from Suffolk, but...
But I wonder how far away Perdita will do it.
Yeah, I'm always particularly fascinated with audiobook narration because it and character narration actually, because it is quite difficult for us as kind of coming in and doing a tiny little bit. It's always very difficult for us to get it. So I'm usually, you know, very excited when I hear the
And my God, Sam, we've had some surprises over the months, haven't we, on this show, as people doing it completely, and we go, wow, was not expecting that.
Yeah.
Give us a flavour. Give us a flavour of what you did, Perdita. Okay. I'm interested.
I'm just going to have my water.
Oh, yes.
Nana Lem eventually told Penny what had happened, which boiled down to the age-old truth that people above a certain age should not climb onto chairs to clean cobwebs from the ceiling, or, indeed, for any other purpose.
"It's a sprain, actually," she said, tilting her injured foot. "Or a bruised bone, something like that. Not very serious."
"But you're in hospital," Penny pointed out.
"Ah, that's on account of me getting the wheat pills and the grey pills mixed up."
"Oh?
Oh, you played the comedy in there
you
as
did.
Well.
You did, you really
oh,
played the
it
comedy.
It is so funny. Oh. These books are so funny."
I hadn't realised that particularly, but you brought that out beautifully and a bit faster than I was expecting you to do it.
"Oh, good, because I normally get told I'm too slow. Oh, that's just my brain. My brain is slow."
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't agreeing that your brain was slow, incidentally. I was just agreeing that...
It is slow. I was buffering.
What you said to us about the narrator having a separate personality from either Penny or Nana Lem absolutely
really
came out there
it?
As well.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Both Mark and I were much straighter in our narrator.
The
narrator wasn't an extra character, if you like. In
Whereas yours was.
Yeah, for sure.
The end of this little paragraph is actually Nana Lem says, "I'm in here because I got opioid use disorder." And then Penny
really
says,
sweet.
"Oh, my." And then Nana Lem, and then the narrator has an opinion on that and says, which was the mildest response to the fact that her grandmother was a drug addict. And, you know, it's so funny.
How many of these have you done, Perdita?
I'm on book 4. I've got 5 and 6 to do. Nice. But we've had some more work as well come in. They keep on writing. So, yes, it's amazing. I love these books by Millie.
If an author loves you and loves what you
yes,
do with their book,
I love
that's
them.
Brilliant.
They're just wonderful. They're so lovely.
Because it's comedy, that makes it a much more exciting prospect in many ways.
Yes.
But difficult to land a comedic book.
Yes.
You know,
and I don't think we've had a comedic book on the show before.
No. Oh, fantastic.
Sam, in the extracts. We've had horror and we've had straight books and we've had non-fiction, but I don't think we've done any comedy before.
Yeah. Comedy's tough. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what's also tough, the wild card bit of this show. It's time to approach these scripts in a very different way.
Yes, absolutely. So, Purdy, can you pick one of the scripts and give one of us a new motivation or a character?
So, Sam, because I love you and you know that you'll take this, and I know that you can do this so well.
Oh, God. Oh, don't. No, no,
don't
say
so
that.
Well.
No build-up
no,
at all, then.
I know you can. I would like you to do script one.
Yes.
But you are a puppy mom, and your little puppy is in the booth with you.
Uh-oh.
And little puppy is going to the toilet and chewing the cables and doing everything that puppies do.
Wow.
Which script are you going to get her to do with the puppy mum?
Script one, I think, is the fairest because otherwise... Well, I'll let you choose, actually, Sam.
Script one is fine. It's just working out whether I am talking wholly to the puppy or trying to...
I think you're talking to the client. Trying to do what the client wants. The client is on the call.
Right. Okay. Updating both project files and firmware can now be done remotely and securely at any time from the Lighthouse cloud interface, as well as directly from the Lighthouse Designer 2 software portals, give you the ability to get your own personal view version cloud to your customers. Your access available. Yes. With portals, you can set up. Multi-sites, a convenient way to give site owners the control they need while allowing a central administration department to maintain overall control. Portal admins have complete control of all the site of portal and access to exciting features.
I think your person behind the glass might have gone, I don't think you were terribly consistent in that read, Sam. I loved it.
I felt really mean in the middle of it because I basically told them off, and then I thought, how can I pull this back and be a nice...
Sometimes you've got to, as a puppy mum, sometimes you've got to tell them off, haven't you, Purdy?
You do.
I found that quite difficult, actually. Although I could visualise it. I mean, I was literally looking at this little ridiculous bunny rabbit that I've got in here and pretending that was a dog.
Aww.
Purdy, I'm going to give you one that's a little bit more difficult because it's your script, but in a completely different way.
Okay.
I am going to put you as the narrator of the story, mm-hmm. but you're very, very sad. And you get happier and happier throughout the piece that you're telling us. And so by the end, you've had some great news, but at the beginning, you are sad, sad.
Oh. Okay. Nana Lem eventually told Penny what had happened, which boiled down to the age-old truth that people above a certain age should not climb onto chairs to clean cobwebs from the ceiling, or indeed for any other purpose. "It's a sprain, actually," she said, tilting her injured foot. "Or a bruised bone, something like that. Not very serious." "But you're in hospital," Penny pointed out. "Ah, that's on account of me getting the white pills and the grey pills mixed up. Oh?"
Picked it up.
It does pick up. It's difficult because it's also a character piece in there, but you absolutely got the sense.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it did begin very sad. It was very sad at the beginning. And just that graph of getting happier was in there. How lovely. I like that.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you pick the moment that you were going to do the change?
Yes.
Before you started? Or did you do it on the way through? Oh, before you started?
Sort of on the way through, but I figured out that it would be near the end.
It's a difficult exercise, that, isn't it? Because you're completely changing the personality of the piece, in a way.
Anything with a transition is tricky, isn't it, when you haven't practised it?
Yeah, it totally impacts, obviously, the character reads.
Indeed. But Nana Lem was suddenly happy at the end.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank goodness for the opioid use disorder.
Yes, indeed.
So, Mark, I'm going to give you one that I got.
Oh, interesting.
Last year.
Oh, okay.
And because you were very jealous of it.
Well, it could have been any of them.
Could have been any of them. You're always jealous of the exciting things we get to do. No, so I want you to do script two.
Okay.
And I want you to be shouting into the wind as the wind
whips
your voice.
Oh, I do remember giving you one like this. Yes. So your voice is kind of lost.
Your voice is lost. I want to see what you do with it.
Okay.
Because I found it quite a tricky exercise.
Yeah.
So you're you, but you are trying to get hold of somebody that's way, way across the field.
Communicating
the wind,
to the people,
absolutely,
but the wind is losing.
Oh, keeps whipping your voice away.
All right. Sorry, the wind is coming. Nana Lem eventually told Penny what had happened, which boiled down. It boiled down to the age-old truth that people above a certain age shouldn't climb onto stairs to clean cobwebs for the ceiling. From the ceiling. Or indeed for any other purpose. "It's a sprain, actually," she said, tilting her injured foot. "Or a bruised bone, something like that. Not very serious." "But you're in hospital," Penny pointed out. "That's on account of me getting the white pills and the grey pills mixed up. Mixed up! Oh!"
Wow, you kept that going.
That was really good.
Yeah, I genuinely thought you'd lose heart in the middle and think about that.
Mountainside, wind, they can't hear me.
Wow. You've got such good control. That was real control, actually, because I don't think you peaked at all.
I am relatively good with mic presence and mic placement, I think.
But when I listen to something like that, it sounds easier. It's so difficult to do.
I also didn't change any of the settings on my mic at all. So some people, when they do a kind of shouty read, say, oh, I'll just notch down the gain on it. I like to try and work not doing that, if I can.
The enthusiasm all the way through and the way that you kept that ball in the air was awesome.
Yeah.
I want you to imagine the wind sound effects in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like...
I could.
You know, it seems like such a straightforward premise.
But it's not really, is it, actually?
No, it's more difficult than you think to... Well, no, you've just done it, so you know how difficult it is. And I
quite enjoyed it.
Sorry.
Well, if you want to play along in the privacy of your own booth, whether the wind takes the voice or not, as we've said before, we put the scripts in the show notes. You can have a try yourself.
Yes, you absolutely can. So, Purdy, last year, you got to be a finalist in the Norman Beaton Fellowship. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How did you get involved? And actually, for the people that don't know out there, what is it?
The Norman Beaton Fellowship is for people that didn't go to accredited drama schools. So
right.
I went to uni and I went down that path. So, but you're still, there have to be actors that are working in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different to the Carlton Hobbs Award, which is for people that did go to accredited drama schools.
It is to get into the BBC Radio Drama Rep Company. That's what these
exactly.
are for, isn't it?
So there's a big prize at the end of this.
Really big.
Yeah.
Juicy prize.
Yeah, absolutely. So what did you have to do?
So it was in three stages. And stage one was overseen by the drama unit's production staff, lovely, lovely lady called Claire Ewing. But you have to do two monologues. One was Educating Rita, I did. And the other was From Consent. So yeah, me educating Rita. She's Scouse, that's one. They would also give a sight reading. So
sure, yep.
Jane Austen's Letters was in one of the stages,
nice.
Or poetry, different things like that. So yes, you can take one of the monologues through and then you have to pick another one. So I did Prima Facie as my second monologue. And then for the final, you have your two monologues and then you have to do more sight reading. So it's a big sight reading test, which I love sight reading. I'm a massive weirdo, I know.
Did you enjoy the process?
I love sight reading, yes.
Amazing.
I love
Amazing.
Sight reading.
Would you advise other people to go for it, to try it?
Definitely, yeah. And then as well, we had a duologue. We had duologue partners. We were partnered together.
Nice.
And that was so fun.
Yeah, because I the whole process must have been fun, you know, and you must have
really
learned
was.
Such
was
a lot.
It was such a test and so fun. And these people, you know, oh gosh, Carl Precob was one of the judges, who's an absolute legend, and Emma Harding, who's an agent. Yeah, it was just amazing.
Maybe that has
amazing.
Inspired some people to go for it this year. Perdita, thank
Do
you
it.
So much for coming on the podcast. It's been fascinating. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Oh, yes. I love you two so much. And thank you for always
you
doing
too.
This podcast. Yeah, you just inspire me.
Well, remember, all of Perdita Lawton's details can be found in the show notes of the episode.
Absolutely. And of course, the scripts are there too. So if you want to see what we look like in our booths, all of us, not all of us together, but all of us singly in our booths, check out How Do You Say That on Instagram and TikTok, because we've got a lot of little videos running.
We do indeed. Yes, that editing takes a while. That's it for this week. Thanks again to Perdita Lawton. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest. You know how this bit goes, Perdita. We'll be asking,
How do you say that?
How do you say that?